Yes, you know, at the end of the day, man, lives is, you know, the most important thing, you know, because, you know, outside of football, you know, we all go home to a family, and that's where we all started from. So, you know, I have family back in Florida who, you know, just got through the, and I have teammates that I've played with in college, you know, who also play for teams like Tampa and Miami and Jacksonville and things like that. So you have to be willing to check on those people and, you know, see how their families is doing and see how everything is going on. Because, you know, besides this, we are, you know, human beings and we do have families and stuff that we have to check on. But they've done pretty well.
And yeah, I was going to say that's a weight off your shoulders.
Yes, you know, just to get the text message back, because you never know how things can go. Just to get that text back, or just to hear them and hear the positivity in their voice, sometimes, you know, it's all you need to hear, and it helps out a lot. Even when, you know, on Sundays and stuff like that, we're down playing games and people are down fighting against, you know, hurricanes and, you know, trying to, you know, shield their houses up and stuff like that and try to stay safe. You know, that's really tough. And, you know, it was good that, you know, a lot of people came out healthy, you know, with very minimum damage. Thank you.
How tough is it to match up against guys like Randall Cobb and Ty Montgomery that can go in multiple positions in different parts of the field?
Oh, man, you know, it always makes it, you know, overly, you know, it makes it very difficult when you're going against a guy who can do more than one position because, you know, besides, you know, just being a running back or a wide receiver, you know, Randall Cobb was a quarterback. So even when you put him in the backfield, it's always a threat that he can pass the ball, you know. And then Ty Montgomery, you know, he was the wide receiver. So, you know, even though it looks like 11 personnel, they can easily, you know, turn that 11 personnel to an empty set or, you know, come out and it can be four wide receivers and one tight end. You know, you can easily turn him back into a wide receiver. So that's the kind of things that you always have to be thinking about in your head because they can take those kind of players and turn any kind of formation and any kind of personnel into any formation they want to.
This would be the third time in less than a year you guys are going to play Aaron Rodgers. Like, it seems like he can put it wherever he wants it. Like, how tough is it to go up against him, even though there's so much film on him?
Oh, man, it's just you got to always be ready to compete, man. You got to always be ready, you know. And he's a guy that, you know, he's a fighter. And he competes everywhere, and he can put the ball on any spot of the field. And you have to make everybody around him also compete because they're very good players too. So you just got to be willing to push everybody around, and you got to push all 11. These one of these games that, you know, the quarterback will run, he will throw, he will do whatever he can to try to get the win. So you just have to be willing to battle at any given time.
And what are some of the little things that you guys want to work on this week heading into Sunday night?
You know, just fundamentals and, man, really just tackling, because that what we put on last week, and personally myself, I end up missing, you know, one big one in the middle of the field. I don't miss tackles, and that's something that I personally take pride in, and I have to go and work on that this week.